Today's young girls weren't around in 1973, but that's where our story begins. It was a critical moment in the women's rights movement, and the event capturing the nation's attention was a tennis match.
The so-called Battle of the Sexes was a nationally broadcast tennis match pitting former male champion named Bobby Riggs against the best female tennis player in the world, Billie Jean King.
As the PBS series Makers, Women Who Make America said, King was an irresistible target for Riggs, an unabashed male chauvinist with a gift for self-promotion.
Who do you think you are?
The male is king, the male is supreme. I've said it over and over again. I still feel that way. Girls play a nice game of tennis for girls.
Men like Bobby rigged the male majority at the time, but after game, set, and match, Billie Jean was crowned king.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I'm so happy.
The winner of the Battle of the Sexes, Billie Jean King.
That night, it wasn't about tennis. It was about history, and it was about social change.
That was the era in which Title IX of the Civil Rights Act was signed into law. That landmark legislation has inspired social change for generations of school-age girls since.
To abide by Title IX, you have to make sure that there are equal opportunities for men and women in sports and that they're funded and provide similar experiences. That changed everything.
Like Billie Jean's victory, Title IX was a game changer, according to attorney and lifelong athlete Bridget Nyland. As director of youth sports initiatives at the Community Foundation, Nyland leads the Ralph Wilson Foundation's Project Play, Western New York. She said Title IX was originally passed to provide equal educational opportunities for girls and boys in grades K through 12.
You know, you could take industrial arts as a girl and you could take home ec as a boy, but you weren't necessarily tracked into those and excluded from the gender designated class.
It took another two decades of battles of the sexes over implementation and enforcement for Congress to more clearly define equal opportunities to mean all education programs and activities receiving federal funds, including sports. The U.S. Supreme Court gave the law even more muscle by attaching financial penalties to violations.
There were a group of young ladies who were on the cross-country team at a public high school in which they were banned from just running in their sports tops, you know, jog bra and shorts. Needless to say, it failed miserably because here you're having two sets of rules for different genders, and you can't do that.
Because different rules make for an uneven playing field for the genders. So Title IX set the ground rules for school sports, the main way young girls get involved in athletics. After almost 50 years, how level is that playing field between girls and boys today? Most agree we've come a long way, baby, but there's still a way to go. I'll take a closer look at that in the next segment of our series, Girl Power. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.
Who do you think you are?